going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Cleveland Cavaliers might be on the verge of a sweep.
That's what you want to have going forward. I've seen it. I saw it with the Warriors. You know, you end up going with a game seven with the team, then it's going to affect you in the next round. The sooner you can end a series, the better. But listen, this is the Miami Heat. Game four, I expect it to be a tight, tight battle.
Cavs are playing so damn well right now. Charles Barkley and Shaquille O'Neal are talking tough on the Cavs' behalf in the Eastern Conference.
I've already picked the Cavs to beat the Celtics. I got the Cavs in the finals.
I agree with Chucky.
Really?
I do.
That's courtesy of the NBA on TNT. I mean, this is some strong stuff being said by them. Now, we got a lot of time to talk about that. The Cavs played a tremendous brand of basketball without Darius Garland on Saturday. Before the big distraction that was the draft, Ty Jerome was having the game of his life. And already, you and I got annoyed because we were starting to get the, hey, you know, Ty Jerome's playing his way out of a contract. There's another guy who's got a contract right now. Why don't we just move on from the other guy who's not playing right now that talked trash about Tyler Hero? Go ahead, Tone. You take it away.
Yeah, well, it's ridiculous right now. Look, when the season ends, you know, we can see what talks need to be revisited. But because the season went the way it's gone and it looks like they are steamrolling their way to at least the Eastern Conference Finals, maybe more. I mean, who looks better than the Cavs right now? And the fact that Garland wasn't there, and Ty Jerome looked like a starting point guard. I mean, he absolutely looked like a starting point guard, even though he didn't start the game. When he came off the bench, he swung the whole game. I mean, 11 assists. They went on a 17-0 run, I think, and he just was toying with the Heat. He broke him down on every possession. For a guy that plays kind of methodically, and I'm going to pick my spots, and I mean, he got wherever he wanted on the floor and then got everybody open, and it was a pep rally. It was an amazing game to do that on the road, too, for a Heat team that was supposedly fired up about all the Darius Garland commentary.
I got worried about it. And you can tell everybody. I was nervous before the game because I'm like, I don't like this vibe. Darius says what he says about Tyler Hero. Tyler Hero fires right back on Friday, and I'm thinking, man, this is not good. This is not a good vibe for you guys. I don't like this. And then Darius is out of this game, and I'm going, well, now other guys have to answer for it. And Lyman's going, guy, don't worry about this. And he goes, they feel confident enough without Darius, they're going to win this game. And they went out there, and they didn't just win the game. They boat raced Miami.
Yes, yeah, so I would just be careful that, look, Miami's got a foot out the door. The Miami Heat, the culture that you would always hear about, I mean, that stuff is over. It's been over. I mean, Jimmy Butler wanted out, you know, the entire year, and there was a cloud over the team that, quite frankly, is still there because they know they have to rebuild now and figure out what pieces are even worth rebuilding. But they have been this has been the least physical series in the playoffs.
Well, I said the first quarter, I go, gosh, this is a shoot around. No one's playing defense.
It looks like a regular season game.
Everybody's taking threes. I go, where is the, because like yesterday, JB stomping up and down the court, going nuts during the Pistons game.
But that was a wrestling match.
Yes.
Yeah, compared to this. And this is what you want if you're the Cavs. Because if you watched Orlando and Boston has not played well at all. They've been missing a player in each of their game. And we know that nobody defends like the Detroit Pistons. you know, excuse me, the Orlando Magic right now in the playoffs. Nobody defends like them. We saw that firsthand last year, and they're incredible. The Cavs look the best of anybody. But you just got to be careful drawing any huge conclusions when the Heat look like the worst team in the playoffs.
Well, you've got that right. You said it. You're in the right, the first in the season to get the number one seed and to play a team that really doesn't give a bleep right now. I think that their last stand actually happened in game two. I always thought, man, going back to Miami, this is your last stand. See whether or not you could jump back in the series, or if it's 3-0, maybe that's just too much. I didn't realize game two seemed to be the last one that they were making their stand with.
Yeah, the Heat season, it was basically, hey, we got into the playoffs. It was a play-in thing. What were they, the 10 seed?
Mm-hmm.
So you compare that to what, you know, my God, in the Western Conference.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
The wars that are going on right now in the first round. Like the Heat, this is what you earned. The Cavs earned by being the best team all season long. They earned the right to play this team that basically is in mail-it-in mode defensively. I mean, they can't guard. At the Max Strus pick and rolls. Max Strus looks like Chris Paul right now against this Heat defense. There is no defense to speak of. So I would just be careful. It's not that I don't think that Ty Jerome can play well the rest of the playoffs. He's been good all year. He's been great all year. But I wouldn't be throwing Darius Garland away just based on, you know, this series, what we've seen out of Ty Jerome.
But I think, obviously, some people, because people are very quick to give up on Darius Garland. I agree with you. The other thing that I would think of is that Evan Mobley, in the first three games, I think it's gotten better and better. I know that he kind of went away in game one, but he's gotten better every game. Where I thought he was, in the first half on Saturday, I thought he was the best player on the floor. Ty Jerome set him up
everywhere.
Great, but I thought Evan Mobley was the most dominant, best player on the floor. It gave me a lot of spirit to go, okay, let's put this thing away here. Let's knock this thing down. I loved what Evan Mobley did. How could you not love what Evan Mobley did on Saturday?
Defensively, I mean, you would have thought, all right, culmination of Defensive Player of the Year. Congratulations to him. An amazing, amazing defensive season. And then what he did in that Heat game was better than any defense I saw all year from Evan Mobley.
Yeah.
That was even better by the Defensive Player of the Year. He was putting everybody in a straitjacket.
He looked like a guy who had not doubted himself in the past, but thought, you know, I'm not sure that everyone else has confidence in me, to a guy that won Defensive Player of the Year and went, oh, they all think I'm this guy, so it's time to be this guy now.
Not only that, then you look at what he's doing on offense in the series. He's not only making threes, he's taking them. And the taking them, it looks clean. He's not thinking about it.
Did it give him more confidence to win that award?
Yes,
to be recognized?
I thought it did. I thought it did on Saturday.
Shooting 46% from three in these playoffs right now.
I wonder, I don't want to say it's almost a generational thing, but it's like, man, there's guys, when you lay a challenge out, in our generation, they answer the challenges. Like, you can't do this, you can't do that. And it's like, damn it, I'm going to do it. This, it's like, man, positive motivation seems to work better. You've given him this award. He earned the award. He's played very well. He earns the award of Defensive Player of the Year. And since he's got that award, it's this feeling of, I actually belong here. They have legitimized the pick. They have legitimized his standing within this league as the next was one of the next big thing. And he played his ass off. And it wasn't just the effort. He was just so dominant on Saturday afternoon.
He looked like a guy that went from being a talented kid that plays basketball to a man.
Yes.
He looked
yes.
like a man. And it was more on the offensive side. And I know it was Defensive Player of the Year, but he just looks like finally he's grown up to be the guy that, you know, they picked him number three and all that he's become.
Like, he got Andrew Wiggins on a couple switches trying to defend him, and he just crushed him down into the post and got easy finishes against him. Like, he wasn't even there. Like, he wasn't, you know, a longtime vet who has some savvy about how to play young guys. Nope, didn't matter.
Now, if the Cavs win tonight and the Pacers win tomorrow night, because they host the Bucks at 6 p.m. Eastern tomorrow night.
And Dame Lillard's done.
If they beat them on Tuesday, which exactly Dame Lillard's done, so the assumption is they will. We play them on Friday, we play them on Saturday.
We don't know yet.
Could it be Sunday game one?
Everything's in play from Thursday to Sunday right now. It all depends because the West series are going to keep going.
Because we started a series, if I'm not mistaken, with LeBron against the Pacers on a Sunday, didn't we?
I just saw the potential dates. And this could change, too, depending on what else goes on in the Eastern Conference with the other potential series. It looks like the Magic, they gave it their all, but they're about to get bounced. And Detroit's been giving it their all. They could be on the verge of getting bounced. So they might speed these series up. Indiana is going to be a much tougher opponent than what you just saw, but I think the Cavs are just flat out better than Indiana almost everywhere.